This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Raising Cane's, we focus on being the best at one thing and getting it right every time, which is why every hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken finger meal we serve is made just for you.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Better Times Old School Fitness.
No way.
Yeah. No way. It's Tetherball Thursday. Oh. It's Tetherball Thursday.
Jake was good at that.
Oh, the height, the length. Oh, and there's two reasons he has. He has four of them set up, and everyone must compete. When you come in, you pair up, and you have a tetherball competition for gifts. Shin Daddy has a bunch of door prizes, basically, to win, but also just to show it how much better things are now, too, because that game was not much fun. It wasn't like tetherball. Yeah, it was just, I mean, you didn't go out.
I never really played it.
No, that's right. I mean, you didn't go outside. Going, where were you? I spent 4 hours playing tetherball.
Never so really.
You play it like one game. It's like, okay, I'm done. It was built, the whole theory is a rope tied to a ball. And that's what the theory is. And then you try to get it.
So you were not a fan.
No, the game was terrible. Yeah, but
you're tall, the game's over.
The kids at Pender played on the playground?
Everyone had a tetherball. We had one at our house in Tecama. It's like, oh, I got the tetherball. You do it by yourself sometimes. You'd hit it until it wrapped all the way around. Yep. You'd unwrap it all the way back. Yeah. You'd hit it back and wrap all the way around, wrap all the way back. There's never a time I was like, I can shoot hoops for 4 hours. Never a time. What are you doing?
All the
kids are out there at the tetherball court. Mom, can I get out there quick?
For hours.
So Shin Daddy wants to show that what people had to go through. It's like trying to plow fields with a horse. It's like, this is what you had to deal with. You want a hoop? No, we got a tetherball. Enjoy yourself.
You'll have much more fun, promise me.
Just yes. You're going to have to explain it to people.
You get a play, and then when I get done, it's like, that wasn't much fun, was it?
How long was that? 5 minutes.
Five minutes. Well, and then, what was the last time you remember? God, we got in these heated tetherball things, and we got in fights. And never happened. It was a game that was invented, and there was tetherball things. They were everywhere.
At Lost Creek School, there was.
There were tetherballs everywhere.
I have a neighbor that, dead serious, in his front, has a tetherball post in his
right now
in his drive. Yes, right now.
Right now.
Like, does the rope have to wrap around?
He's the next road down.
Yeah, it's the only way you win. You have direction. So you're on two sides of the deal, and you hit it back and forth. And you try to hit it over something like so it wraps over their head. That's where Jake had the wingspan.
Yep, absolutely.
So Jake dominated.
Wait, wingspan's very helpful in tetherball.
Were you good at it?
It's pretty good at tetherball in elementary school. Yeah, it's pretty good.
There's never been a tetherball tournament, to my knowledge.
Not that I've been in one before, no.
Is it a two-man game?
What's that?
Yeah, it's you versus one person. Yeah,
yes, versus
it's one only,
person.
It's not anything you do
and
by yourself.
If you play someone, if you match up out on the playground, right?
Yep.
That's it. It's one game. It's like, no, I don't do this again.
And you go to the sliders.
And then, if you lose, it's football. Not like... You don't go into fifth grade just remember we used to play games.
Yeah,
it got heated still. Sure. When you went in, I was in bounds. Yeah. Tetherball's like, what happened? I lost. What else? That's it.
Didn't play.
Didn't play. I'm not. You never sprinted out to the tetherball court.
I don't think so.
Well, they were everywhere.
This neighbor, because it goes basketball hoop, tetherball pole, basketball hoop. And I've never in my life, in the whole year being there, I've never seen anybody ever touch that tetherball pole. They're usually playing basketball.
All people usually do is they grab the ball and they throw it to see if they can get it to wind all the way around. And see if you can throw it. That's it.
Exactly what
that's
you
it.
Do.
It's not so. Shin Daddy has brought that into the. It's in the lobby today.
He's going to explain to people.
Explain to people that this was a rite of passage. You had to do this because better things were coming.
You know, I still bet he's really good at it, though. But I bet Shin Daddy's really good at sports.
Shin Daddy is really listening today too.
Anything from the text line, Jake? Tetherball.
I'm from the text line 464-5685. Shim from Hallam says, if you recall the movie Napoleon Dynamite, they played that sport and they played tetherball in Napoleon Dynamite. He was a giant nerd, as you know. That was his game of choice.
So Jake's saying that giant nerds play.
I'm just saying
ball.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Jake just said he was great at it.
In fifth grade, yes, fifth grade. I was. I haven't seen there's no playgrounds in middle school. And there's none in high school. Where would you even play?
That's a great point.
Where would you play it outside of elementary school?
I played
at Lost Creek School.
I can tell you times when we used to play basketball for hours and hours and hours outside.
Oh yeah,
in the spring or whatever like that, and then never one time. Remember the time you played tetherball forever? No, never.
About that 5 minutes.
I played one time at Lost Creek on a cold day. I kind of remember it actually.
The ball was also
hard.
A hard plastic,
hard,
and it had like a loop to tie the ball to it.
Yes.
So if the tetherball broke loose, it was a worthless ball.
We have some more response here from the Breakers.
Please.
Kent says when I was a kid. I remember there's just always two people, the exact same people every day playing tetherball. Never changed.
I wonder who those two people. I would like to meet them. We'd like to meet that. Well, that's Todd Schmingy and
Dana Blankenship.
They played every day.
Lyle says I gave a kid a bloody nose in fifth grade playing tetherball. That could happen.
Whipping that ball around.
A hard plastic ball.
Yeah.
The ball did come off of it, and you're right, they're worthless.
Yeah. That's
the tetherball.
But this tetherball, what do you do with it? Nothing you can do with it.
Pete in Chattanooga. Now, why would he be listening to the show today?
Why do we have Chattanooga listening?
He said he grew up in Norwood Park in Lincoln and played tetherball there as a kid.
Wait a second. Where's Norwood
Park?
I know where it is. Where's Norwood Park? It's Havelock.
That's Norwood?
Yeah, because the grandkids used to go to Norwood School. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's Havelock. Wow. You are out there.
And Corey, our friend Corey, says tetherball was just a station for bullies to terrorize kids, strangulation and such. All right.
I never saw strangulation.
Did you see anybody strangled?
I never saw anybody strangled, so I just want to let you on the record. Oh. So anyway, different turn today.
It did take it to Shindy. He could have an explainer at each station.
Well, what he has also, the tetherball base, it's one of those, it's a tire filled with concrete.
That's exactly what it is. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Could they put the pole into the, well, I think Lost Creek had a pole that went into the concrete.
Well, there is some. There's
some
that happened. That did happen.
Most have the tire, though. Yeah.
That was the some reason. It might be the greatest invention ever. Tether balls were sold across the world, and it was a game that was never played. that people had no interest
greatest
in.
Sales pitch ever.
Greatest sales pitch ever.
I regard this conversation with some sadness, actually.
A little bit of sadness, but it was the great. It's like, need a tether ball? Actually, you're putting in a new complex. Hey, we need six tether balls, and it was never used. It was just out there.
I'm just waiting for that neighbor to finally play tetherball. Or maybe I should go up and play it myself. Say, listen, this ball's
been
used.
Jake goes home today and they're out there playing tetherball.
I say, finally, someone's actually using this tetherball pole.
Yeah, and you know what? Like ESPN doesn't have like tetherball.
Highlights, top 10?
No, when programming gets low, in the summer and they have like.
They'll show people playing poker, but they won't show no tetherball.
They will show, what else do they show that?
Cornhole.
They don't have tetherball.
No, they don't. Never seen it.
And nobody's ever said
on the
to
Ocho
me,
when they had when they had different shows. That's never been
like
on.
Water skiing on that.
Water skiing Ocho. On there. Yeah.
You're right. Nobody ever says. You remember when we were playing tetherball?
Nope, it's never happened.
Is there anybody pushing back at all?
Nope. They're saying that, yeah, we played it, millions, but no one recalls.
Millions were sold. Millions were sold, and they were never used.
There's no one trying to defend it.
It might be the most, one of the most iconic sales pitches ever, and they're still around.
And it is a brand.
It's a brand.
You know what tetherball is.
And no one's like, hold on, what's that? Is that, you have to have gloves for that? No, it's
not
tetherball.
Not really. You could.
No, you could.
It'd probably be helpful, actually, now that you're tether.
Remember, you used to always palm it too to throw it to start off. Yeah, he just whipped that thing,
and then it might have been over right away.
All right,
all
right.
We're going to basketball. Thank you.
I like this
10 minutes. We'll never get back.
That is fascinating.
Tetherball, it's a fascinating.
Actually, it is. I've never thought about it till right now.
Well,
nobody ever played it. I played it one time.
That's why Shin Daddy's here.
Tetherball Thursday.
Yeah, I can't say that I didn't enjoy it, but I never really went back to it.
Thank you to Midwest Bank and Shin Daddy for sponsoring Hour 2 on Tetherball Thursday.
What if it took off like pickleball? There's also there's tetherball courts.
Pickleball took off.
Oh, it did.
Took off. Now, imagine being just courts all over the – where are you guys going? Going to the tetherball complex on 14th and R.
Can't even get on it. So,
can't
so,
get in.
Yeah. There's a wait to
you
get
gotta
in.
You got to go like at a weird hour to play.
It's like trying to get ice time in a hockey rink.
Right. Tetherball courts.
464-5685. Call or text as always. I'm not trying to be a wet blanket or pour cold water or anything here.
What is
but
it, WB?
Yeah, WB of the studio. If you want Emma Johnson to be an All-American, first team, I think the path is a little bit murky right now for Emmett. He's got a chance to be an All-Big Ten first team guy, but here's the problem.
What is the problem?
There are right now only a couple guys in the nation with more yards, but two of them are on very good teams. Ole Miss, Kewon Lacy, has 5 more yards right now than Emma Johnson and 19 rushing touchdowns. Jeremiah Love at Notre Dame has 4 more rushing yards, 14 touchdowns. Both those teams, obviously, in the playoff conversation, would be playoff teams right now if the playoff started today. They would likely be your first-team All-Americans. But if he has great games against Penn State and Iowa, there's still a chance, but doesn't look great. For that,
that's
if you're hoping
though.
For that.
You think those are the top 3?
Yes, I think Emmett's in that conversation behind them. I think
that's
those two
good.
Are ahead of me. I mean, it's great, you know, a great place to be. But
yeah, it is a great place to be. He's like, you just call him one of 3 finalists?
Well, he's semi-finalist for the Doak Walker Award.
Right. But you're just Jake's personal opinion.
If I'm looking at stats and seeing where people stack up, I would think Emmett Johnson is
why do we not
third
have,
right
why
now.
Do we not have that, though? Jake's All-Americans. We should have a
Jake Sorensen All-American team.
Yes.
Ooh,
whoa, this
there's
is new.
An idea.
That's going to happen. The Jake Sorensen All-American team.
Sorensen's All-American.
Yeah, we're going to post this every.
It could be like Bob Hope.
People are out
bring
there pushing for
bring
it.
Him in. We'll bring him in. We're flying people into for the Jake Sorensen.
Please wear your finest suits.
We got the offensive.
We'll have some Big Fred's pizza for you.
Yeah, we got the offensive Fred's tackle from Alabama here. Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Jake Brody's on his All-American.
Sit down
and talk to
have
us.
Have a chat with us. So, I mean, this high.
Why is Julian Sane in the
in Lincoln?
He's an All-American.
It's because Sorensen's All-American.
He's coming on the air with us.
Oh, and we'd announce him. Remember, Bob Ho would announce him. They jog out with their helmet right there. They jog out.
Sweet.
It is so sweet.
Better times.
Yeah.
And Jake could kind of orchestrate that.
Yeah, I'd bring him on.
Okay, Emmett, what if Emmett goes 120-140 against Penn State?
Yeah, it's not over for him. He's got a chance, but as of right now, with 2 weeks to go, the problem is you've got 2 guys on playoff teams that have been very big parts of why those teams are playoff teams because they've been exceptional for those teams in Kewon Lacy. Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for the holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks. I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. And Jeremiah Love, if Emmett has a great game against Penn State and against Iowa, yes, he still has a chance to be an All-American, but those guys have chances also to improve their status as well.
As Bill points out, you can run it on Penn State.
You can run it. This is not the 85 Bears. No.
You can run it. Teams have run it.
UCLA rushed for 240-some yards.
Yeah, 245. FIU, Florida International. Who's that guy, the star that you guys like?
Jake's got it.
Pitbull?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 1 second. I wasn't prepared for that.
Just do it.
Give me a second.
Do it. Play it.
I'm trying.
Do it now.
You mean this right here? Are you talking about this?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah! What'd they rush for?
Fireball. Fireball put 141 on him.
Yeah, so.
39 carries, 141. That's not bad. So Fireball got him.
And you have a more of a running quarterback. So the chance of having more yards is what, you know, dramatically up.
Iowa's a good running team, not great.
They're okay.
Yeah, they put 245 on him. 33 carries, 245. Ohio State, which is a good running team, and it's getting better, by the way. The future national champions that will beat Georgia. They put 164 on him. They will run on Georgia if they happen to play.
I can't believe you're going against Kirby.
What is this?
What are you, Kirby?
What is this?
Yeah, it's like you're going against.
I don't know what happened. I don't know.
You're a Kirby backer.
The thing that stands out with Emmett's year is when you have a chance for an opportunity, and then it rears its head and it works out. So I believe hypothesis would be that none of this stuff happens if Dowdell stays.
Oh,
because they probably would have split carries.
Yeah.
Even early on in the year, for sure. And someone may have taken over a little bit more as the year went along.
He wouldn't have as many rushing touchdowns.
No, because Dowdell, the first, four or five games, they probably would have split carries, right?
Probably.
Somewhat of that. I mean, the year before, what was the carries with Dowdell and Emmett? I always wonder what the year before is. What was the balance of it?
Well, you know what happened when they're inside the five.
Yeah, Dowdell was in the game.
Yeah.
But the point was, when Dowdell departed and no one was really picked up, I mean, we look at it, it's 29 carries to 2, usually. Yeah. That's kind of about the numbers now.
It's extreme.
It's extreme. And so because of the extremeness, that has allowed success.
Helped. Yeah, it's helped.
If there was another running back that was kind of like last year with the two at Ohio State, it was like, hey, we're going 50-50 on this.
Okay, so last year, Dante Dowdell had 143 carries. Emmett had 117.
There you go.
So he had more carries. So
wait a second. Dowdell had more?
Yes. Yeah. Dowdell had 143. Emmett had 117. Emmett's over 200 carries in this year, right? What's he at?
I got it right here. I think
he's over 200 with two games to go.
I would think he would have to be. He's averaging. Yeah, he's
got. I think I got it. Just hold on.
And then Ramirez had 54 carries after that.
He is at right now. So where Dowdell is, yeah, 203 attempts.
Emmett.
Emmett
Johnson.
203 attempts for Emmett Johnson, 1,131 yards, as you said.
So like you said, he also had Ramirez last year. So this is just an opportunity that came up because of the personnel.
Yes.
They don't have, and so it allowed him. Now he's run really well. But
yes.
he never would have had these numbers if Dowdell would have stayed here, the numbers would have been somewhat divided up.
Emmett also had only one rushing touchdown last season. Yeah. Emmett Johnson.
He has 11 this year, and they would have went to Dowdell inside the five because he's really good at it. Now the carries have picked up the last three games for Emmett. It was, let's just put it this way: Michigan State, he had 13. Okay. Maryland, he had 21. Minnesota, he had 14. Okay, now, the last three games, 27, 29, 28. And I imagine against Penn State, it'll look something like that, 25-plus. Now, Iowa will be tougher to run against Iowa, I think. No, but not impossible. They're a good defense. They didn't freak me out.
Them. Yeah, they're not.
They didn't freak. Yeah, is that – who's that, King Hill?
I mean
– USC's running back.
Yes.
King Hill.
I think that sounds right.
And Oregon smashed him running the football.
And USC got him a little bit, too.
And an Oregon game was in the rain, and Oregon was kind of like, FYI, we're going to run it.
Noah Whittington's coming at
you. Are you guys good with that over there? Iowa, we're going to run the ball.
Right,
This down, we're running it.
Right.
Didn't matter.
B-gap.
King Miller. King Miller, the name for USC.
He ran it at him.
Yeah.
USC ran it at him. USC can run it. But, yeah, no, you can run it at both these teams. So, yeah. Emmett could close. Now, if he does close with 140, 150, then
he's right back in that.
Yeah, he's right there.
He's surpassed one of those guys.
Yeah. So, the way I look at that, I've told you guys this before, I don't get too caught up in that because I don't want to diminish his accomplishments by saying, well, he wasn't an All-American. So, I mean, he had an incredible
year. But at the same time, though, you are right on this. You have clamored for it. It's been 14 years since Nebraska's last first team All-American. It's very hard to, again, it's a very hard thing to achieve, but it's been 14 seasons.
Well, what I always say, Bill, is that what gets you over the top, All-Americans get you over the top.
All-Americans and draft picks.
Yeah. And now see what's happening? He's huge. Now, if you had another three or another couple All-Americans, then you're probably 9 wins, you know, or you're 8 right now. If you have another couple, if you can point to a pass rusher like, I'll just go to the guy. You know who I'm going to.
Just go ahead and say it.
Say it. Your favorite player.
Randy Gregory. If you had a Randy Gregory on defense coming off the edge, you'd probably be in a better shape. One more win maybe, right? Would you give me that? If you had Malik and Randy Gregory, you might be in business there. But you don't have an All-American on defense. You don't. You have one on offense. What if you had one more on offense and one more on defense? You'd probably be a 9-win team, right? That's the way that works.
I agree.
Everybody says, what gets you over the top? Draft picks, high draft picks. Not, I don't know if he's going to get – he might get drafted. No. This guy's getting drafted, one or two, first round or second round. Those are the guys that get you over the top. Look at what Emmett's doing. He's put the offense on his back.
Yeah. If you have a team that's like, okay, we didn't have any first, second, or third round draft picks, but you had – 8 or 9 between 4 and 6, you're still really good.
Pretty good.
And then it's like, okay, we had but you got to have a bunch of them.
Yeah.
You can't just have, we had 1 3rd rounder and 1 7th rounder. Like that. Draft
picks. If you have 6 or 7 guys that are 3rd to 7th round, that's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I saw early mock draft yesterday from ESPN's Matt Miller.
Okay.
He has, talk about elite running. Jeremiah Love, Notre Dame has him going 13th overall to the Cowboys. That's a first-round pick you're talking about, Jeremiah Love.
Yeah, I think it'd be a first-rounder.
Yeah, watch him.
I don't know if Kewon Lacy's seen as that, but Jeremiah Love is obviously
Lacy a sophomore? I think he's only a sophomore.
Who's that?
Remember, Lacy. Oh, he was Lacy. Nebraska. He was committed to Nebraska.
He was a Nebraska commit. He was.
And he went to Missouri, right?
Yes.
He went to Missouri.
Yep, you're right.
And then transferred. And he looks unbelievable
he
right
does.
Now.
He does.
Pretty good.
He's their wildcat guy they go to.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's only 19 years old, so yeah, sophomore.
I think he's a sophomore, Jake.
Get his stats pulled up.
Where's he from?
He is from Texas. Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. Really?
His so last year at Missouri, 23 carries for 104 yards last year.
At Missouri.
At Missouri. This year at Ole Miss, 231 carries, 1,136 yards, 19 touchdowns.
Keewon Lacy.
How about that? What's Missouri thinking? Okay, we didn't play him. Maybe probably could have played somewhere.
No, Missouri was good last year. They were good.
And Bill, Missouri is moneyed. They are moneyed. Yeah. So why didn't they keep him? I mean, when you think of the high-end money teams, Missouri's very close to the top of the list. Why not keep him?
Yeah, if you have him and you have Nwori, right, also, right, was on the Missouri team. I thought he's like, oh, hey, we'd like to have those. What are those guys? What would they look like right now, both of those guys at Missouri?
I'd like to have Eli sitting right here. Yeah. Why didn't you pay those guys?
Yeah. Be a good question.
I don't know.
You can't avoid the running back question. Because it's like, hey, he's going to be a first-team All-American, he carried the ball for you 23 times.
Right. So could Eli say, we did offer to pay him, and he just wanted to leave?
Yeah, you know? Could be something. Yeah.
Keewon Lacy, by the way, last game against Florida, who has a good defense, right?
Real good.
31 carries, 224 yards, 3 touchdowns in that game.
See, you have to have one of those. We talk about All-American also. You got to have one of those games.
Big one.
Like, and Emmett needs a 240 against Penn State.
Or 10,
he had a great game against Maryland, but yet that's not the same as against Penn State or Iowa, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, you need one or Iowa on Black Friday.
Oh, God, think about that. If he went 210 against Iowa.
210 and just dominated. Then things get different.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But you've got to have one of those games like that.
Yeah.
Where you have a certain game, you just kind of go, okay, what was that? Like,
wouldn't you say Florida's got good defense?
Yeah, I think they're just kind of beat down a little bit now. I don't think they're not the same.
God, eyeball test though looks good.
They look pretty good. There are some players on there. Right now, if someone said, hey, all of Florida's defense is leaving, does anybody have any interest in them? Yes, there'd be a lot
here.
Of them. Yeah. Over here, right? Hands up, right? We got. I have several
we'll
people.
We'll be in touch right now.
Yes. The entire Florida defense is going to be, they'll be on the phone lines from 9 to 10. They'll be like,
they'll be jammed.
They'll be paid jammed. Well, yes. Probably.
Yes, right? They'll be jammed. Phone lines will be jammed. If they all sat just like you would like at a telethon? And they're all just sitting there that you could call them. See him answering the phone. Hello?
Hello.
Is this Todd? Yes. this is Auburn, Todd. How are you doing?
This is Kirby.
This would be fun.
Hey, Kirby could just say his first name.
Could be. Yeah.
He's that dude.
Don't need Kirby's
phone. You know who else could do that? Jimbo.
Well, yeah, it's
unemployed
Jimbo. There's no other Jimbos, yeah.
Jimbo, is he going to get back in?
I think Eli's kind of got it too, Drinkowitz. Not a lot of Eli.
You know, I'm going to call up. Let's see where Florida. Okay, this is not the best radio.
Florida's going to talk to, I think, to John Summerall, I believe, this week or something like that.
I thought Summerall said just the opposite, that he's not talking to Florida.
I thought there was a point yesterday he was going to talk to him.
Interesting.
There are conflicting reports out there, which makes sense at this time of the year. A lot of conflicting reports.
There's a lot of that going on.
Kind of how it goes.
December. Are we going to touch on that Lane Kiffin story from 4 days ago?
We are going to in the 8 o'clock hour, Phil.
Okay, good. That's in. No.
We did mention it on the air, but we just got to go back to it. We brought Lane Kiffin.
Well, hey, by the way, now, I got it. We just have to be full disclosure, transparent on this show. Florida's 65th in total defense. Aren't they better than that?
Well, talent, they've got some.
They've got talent. They
also
just go
through their schedule and say, well, why are they 56?
Good point.
And then just say, okay, where good would this point. Team be if they had to play those guys? Right. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's why the numbers, too, I'm like, hold on now. What league are you in?
Right.
Who'd you play in that league? I mean, it's like, okay, like what's Wisconsin total defense?
Oh, hold on.
Because they've played pretty good defense.
And Jake, just keep that music.
And their offense can't move the ball an inch. So they're on the field the entire time, and they played the hardest schedule in the country. So
just keep that music going. We're gonna. Yeah. You're not turning that music off.
Well,
I'm not.
But you got 30
faded,
more fade, seconds to figure this out.
A little bit.
It's already fading.
Yeah, Wisconsin total defense.
Taking a long time.
Yeah.
What side do you want?
I just missed it. Hold on. I'm looking.
Because they're a good defense, but, man, they're on the field all the time, and they've played the hardest schedule in the country. So it doesn't – whatever they are, that's not that's –
Oh,
not
41.
They're 41.
41.
With the hardest schedule in America.
That's pretty good.
And their offense gets one first down a game.
Yep.
So
41.
That's really good defense. So we go, oh, you're 41st. That's incredible.
Yep.
When we come back, let's chat Lane Kiffin next on Early Break.
Jesus.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.